ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, ספר בראשית, פרשת בראשית, וסטארינג בעזר השם, נו סייקל אגן. Another year passed by, עדיין לא נושענו, משיח still didn't come. But hopefully בעזרת השם, וסימני גאולה בעזר השם יתברך, משיח should come any day בעזרת השם יתברך. We see here in Parashat Bereshit, actually it's packed with a lot of topics, but we cannot speak obviously about everything. We'll speak about one thing that I thought I was looking into it today by Ezra Hashem Itbarach. I saw here the Pasuk was talking about the sixth day of creation. You see, on the fourth day, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elohim, Yehi Meorot Berkiah HaShamayim Lehabdil Ben Hayom Uben Halayla. והיו לאותות ולמועדים ולימים ושנים. הקדוש ברוך הוא commanded, let there be like lights should be in the heaven to separate between day and night. That's what the pasuk said. יהי מאורות ברקיע השמיים להבדיל בין היום ובין הלילה. Rashi says here, right at the beginning, יהי מאורות מיום הראשון לבריאו, וברביעי צבע עליהם להתלות ברקיע. Rashi is telling us here that really all the meorot they were created in the first day. Like here the pasuk says, "Hei meorot barkiya shemayim" on the fourth day. Miyom rishon nebrayu. Raku barbi'it sabah alehim letalot barakiya. Explains here the Sifti Hakamim. It says, "Kashelo, dehayalo lomar kodem yehi meorot veharkech vehayu lomorot barkiya shemayim." So the pasuk should have told us that first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create the shemesh, the sun, and the moon. And then tell me where they're going to be. Yehi me'orot barkiya ha'shamayim. But before you tell me where the me'orot going to be, you have to tell me that Hashem created the me'orot, first of all. Like the pasuk after it says, V'ya'as Elohim et sheneh me'orot ha'gidolim. That the pasuk was supposed to be written first. And then these me'orot, they should be placed in the rakia, in the heaven. That's how the order was supposed to be. That's what here what Sifti Hakamim explained. Rosel Omar, Dehavale Lemimar, Beriatan Mukodem, Beharkach Tiliatan Barakia. How come the Torah starts off right at the beginning? Yehi Meorot Barakia Hashem. The Meorot should be placed in the Rakia. Did you create the Meorot? You didn't create them yet. Then two psukim later, Beyasadim, Shinem Meorot Agidonim. Because of this question, Rashi said, no, everything was already created in the first day. So the pasuk here on the fourth day that it said Yehi Meorot Barkiya Hashamayim, that means the Meorot that I already created in the first day, they should, he said in the fourth day, they should be in the Rakiya. That's what Rashi is telling us. V'chein kol toldot shamayim va'aretz nebre'u miyom rishon. Not only sun and the moon and the kochavim, the stars, not only those they were created in the first day. Everything was created in the first day. V'chol echad ve'echad nekba' biyom shenigzar alav. Hu shekatub et ha'shamayim ve'et ha'aretz. Et ha'shamayim is coming to include something. Et ha'shamayim lerabot toldotehim. Ve'et ha'aretz lerabot toldoteha. Everything that is in the heaven, everything that is on earth, was created in the first day. He gave them an order, they should start to go to work on the fourth day. That's what Rashi is telling us. Rashi continues after. Obviously, we have to understand what's going on over here, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them in the first day and he ordered them to start to go to work on the fourth day. What is this for? We have to understand. And also, Rashi continues, said the word me'orot is written without vav. Yehi me'arat barkiya ha'shamayim. Me'orot without vav sounds like, chas v'shalom, lashon me'ira, lashon klala. So what's going on over here? Yehi me'arat barkiya ha'shamayim. What's going on over here? Rashi says, hasir vav ketim. Why is it hasir vav? Ba'al HaTorim here, he says, me'orot hasir ketim. Shelo nebra lehair ena gelgal hama. Because really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created to give light on earth, not only the sun, not the moon. V'yareach lo nebra ela kedei shelo ya'abdu lahama, im tihiye yechida. That's what HaTorim brings down. He said, if the sun's going to be alone, then people, they would think that Chas v'Shalom, the sun is the God. That's why, so people shouldn't get mixed up. You have the sun during the daytime, you have the moon during the night time. So now people say, it cannot be that the sun, so where's the sun disappear? Ela, for sure, there's someone behind the scene who's running all the show. And that's what here the Baal HaTorim brings down. But Rashi says, Hasir Vav Keti, why is it missing Vav? Yehi Me'orot. Al Shem Shehu Yom Me'ira, Lepol Askara B'Tinukot. הוא ששנינו ברביעי היו מתענים על הסקירה שלא תפול בתינוקות. Here Rashi quotes here from Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara says over there that Anshei Mishmar, Anshei Ma'amad, the Gemara brings down over there that Anshei Ma'amad, they used to fast every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they used to fast. On Wednesday, why they used to fast? The Gemara explains every day why they used to fast. On Wednesday, the Gemara said, Hayum ta'anim ala skira shelo tepol betenokot. On Wednesday, it was a sickness called askira. The Gemara Masechet Berachot said askira that the worst type of mitah. The Gemara says over there, Dafhet said, Lamavet tozaot. Said, you have 903 different types of mitot in the world. Kashash bechulan askira. That's the worst mitah, the worst type of mitah. So here, that that type of mitah shouldn't come on children. And the Wednesday is mesukan, it's a dangerous day, that this sickness could come on them. So Anshei Ma'amad, they used to pray that this sickness should not come. That's the use of fast. That's why here it says, Yehi me'orot berki ha'shamayim. What does mean me'orot? It's really me'orot ki lashon klala. It's a curse here. Yehi me'orot berki ha'shamayim. It's klala, it's going to be on Wednesday. That's why they used to fast on Wednesday, that sickness should not come to the kids. That's what Rashi explains here. I will explain by Hashem in a different way also why it's written Hasir here, it's missing a vav. Rashi explained one way, we'll explain also by Hashem something else. And Rashi also continues, he said, Lehabdil ben hayom u ben halayla. Rashi here also was bothered because what the Pasuk that how the Sifti HaChaim also explained, Kashelo, Vahalo kvar ketiv veyabdil Elohim ben haor u ben hachoshech. Veyikra Elohim laor yom velachoshech kara laila veyayere veyibokar yom echad. I said, the first day of creation, the Pasuk said, Ve'abdel Elohim ben ha'or ben ha'oshech. Already HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he separated between the light and the darkness. He separated between them. So what's here, what is this second separation? Le'abdel ben ha'yom ben ha'layla. What's the difference between a day and the light and the night time and darkness? Chaura, same thing. At night, it's dark. During the day, there's light. So same Habdalah, same separation. Since that Pasuk in the first day already said, Ve'yabdil bin ha'or u bin ha'oshech, he separated between the darkness and the light. So here also, to separate between the day and the night. Chaura ha'inuach, same thing. So Rashi here says, to avoid that question, Rashi says, Ve'yabdil bin ha'yom u bin ha'layla, m'shen gnaz ha'or ha'rishon. Aval, בשבעת, בשלושת, הרמב"ן אז גרסה בששת ימי בראשית, whatever it is. So here, בשלושת ימי בראשית, שמשו האור והחושך הראשונים ביחד, בין ביום ובין בלילה. So Rashi says, the first three days of creation, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, the darkness and the light, they were together at the same time. Daytime, nighttime, so the old 24 hours a day for the first three days. The darkness and the light, they were together. Me'ar babi, me'ar bubia, all mixed up. But that's what Rashi is saying, it was all me'ar bubia. Until the fourth day, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he separated between the daytime and the nighttime, and put the sun on the daytime, and the moon in the nighttime. Also, we have to understand what's going on over here. How could we understand these things? Obviously, there are a lot of things that we cannot understand them, but at least the minimum that we could understand by the Rashi and Barach, we'll try to explain. We have here also the Midrash Rabbah, also tells us here in Parashah Vav, Siman Alef, said, Ve'yomer Elohim yihi me'orot berki ha'shamayim. Let there be me'orot berki ha'shamayim. So here the Midrash says, Rabbi Yohanan, Patach, Asa yareyach le'mo'adim, Shemesh yadam ibo'o. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the moon, so we should calculate the holidays based on the moon. Asa yareyach le'mo'adim. Amar b'yohanan, lo nebra al-lebana. The moon was not created le'ha'ir. Wasn't created le'ha'ir. Just like similar to what Baal HaTorim we just read. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the sun to give light, not the moon. So why Hashem created the moon? So the Baal HaTorim says something, the Midrash here says, "Lo nebra lehair, ela galgal hama bilbad." Only the sun was created to give light. Imkin lama nebrit lebana lemoadim, like the Pasuk said, "Kedei lehadesh b'hashbona rashi chodashim v'shanim, hasay areyach lemoadim." That's what the Pasuk is telling. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the moon only, so we should calculate based on the moon, we should calculate the when the Rosh Chodesh is going to be, where the holidays are going to be, because all of our holidays are depending on Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Pasuk said. Ele mu'adei Hashem, Hashem tekriyu otam b'mu'adam. Hashem tekriyu otam, Hashem tekriyu atem, it says. It's missing a vav also over there. Why is it missing a vav? The Gemara Doresh Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Hashem tekriyu atem. Whenever you decide when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, based on this, all the holidays are depending on Rosh Chodesh. And the whole Rosh Chodesh is based on the moon. We, Am Israel, we count according to the moon. So that's why, since that everything connected with the moon, Ayasai Yareyach Lemu'adim. But not to give light. To give light, only the sun. Alright? I understand that also by the Hashem. We have here also a different midrash. It says here in the beginning, it says here that Parashah Gimal Tzman Hayet, אמר בינאי מתחילת בריאתו של העולם צפה הקדוש ברוך הוא מעשיהם של צדיקים ומעשיהם של רשעים. From the beginning of creation, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he saw what the צדיקים they're gonna do and the עבירות that the רשעים they're gonna do. He saw everything. How? So the pasuk said, והארץ הייתה תוהו אלו מעשיהם של רשעים. Anywhere it says desolate, that's מעשי רשעים. ויאמר אלוהים יהי אור, the light, let there be light, אלו מעשים של צדיקים. צדיקים, they give light with their Torah that they learn, with the mitzvot that they do, they give light to they give light to us. The pasuk said, kiner mitzvah v'torah or. Anyone who's doing mitzvot, learning Torah, is giving more light to Am Israel. ויבדל אלוהים בין האור ובין החושך, בין מעשיהם של צדיקים לבין מעשיהם של רשעים. ויקרא אלוהים לאור יום ולחושך קרא לילה, ויקרא אלוקים לאור יום אלו מעשיהם של צדיקים, ולחושך קרא לילה אלו מעשיהם של רשעים. אני continuous, ויהי ערב ויהי בוקר, ויהי ערב אלו מעשיהם של רשעים, ויהי בוקר אלו מעשיהם של צדיקים. And so on and so forth, that's what the midrash is telling us, that you have, ויקרא אלוהים לאור יום ולחושך קרא לילה. He called the darkness, he called it night, ולחושך קרא לילה, אלו מעשיהם של רשעים. This also we have to understand. What's the connection between the two? We understand simple pirosh of the midrash that he said lahoshik kara laila. We're comparing ma'asei tzadikim to the light, ma'asei rishaim to the darkness. But we understand it also from the Shem Tvarak. We have Gemara, famous Gemara, Masechet Hulin. The Gemara says over here. Masechet Hulin, Daf Samech Amud Bet. The Gemara says Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Rameh. He asked a question. Ketiv ve'yas Elohim et sheneihem me'orot ha'gidolim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the two big me'orot, two big luminates, sun and the moon. And right after that, v'ketiv et ha'me'or ha'gadol l'mshelet ha'yom et ha'me'or ha'katon l'mshelet ha'layla. He decided, he just called both of them gidolim. And now he said the big one is to control the daytime. The smaller one to control the nighttime. He just told me that both of them are big. So what does mean? Amra yareyach, so the Gemara explains, Amra yareyach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the moon came kibiyachol b'ta'ana in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the moon has a question. So Rabbanu Shel HaOlam, efshar l'shnei melachim sheyishtemshu b'keter echad. You created both of us, the sun and the moon, both of us are equal. How could both of us control the earth? So the sun's going to give light during the daytime, and I'm going to give light during the nighttime. Both of us were equal, the sun and the moon. It means the daytime there is the sun giving light. Nighttime there is a moon also giving light, just like the sun. Both of them are gidolim. So what's the difference between both of us? Why do you need two? You create one of us. One of us could do the job. You created the sun to give light. Why do you need me? So that's what the Lebanah is asking. אפשר לשני מלאכים שישתמשו בכתר אחד? אמר לה, לכי ומעטי את עצמך. Oh, that's how you coming כביכול to complaints to me? הקדוש ברוך הוא replying to the moon. If that's the case, from now on, you're going to be the smaller one. Until now, I told you that both of you are going to be big. Both of you are going to have the same power, same way the sun is giving light during the daytime. Also, the moon is going to give light during the night time. Exactly the same thing. But because you open up your mouth and you came with complaints, now you're going to be the smaller one. You're going to control the night time, and you hardly have light. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He punished the moon. Amra lefanav, so the moon came again and complained. Rabbanu shel olam, ho'il ve'amarti lefanecha dabar hagun, ama'et et atzmi. Because I came with a legit question. I'm asking you something. Why do you need two? I'm asking you, is there any problem with my question? Are you punishing me for my question? Why are you doing this? The moon kibichol got offended. What is this? Amar la, if that's the case, lechi umsholi bayom ubalayla. If that's the case, I'm going to make the sun to control the daytime, and you the moon, because you asked legit question, I'm going to give you the power to give light during the daytime and the nighttime. Amra le, may rebute, deshargah b'tihara, may yahane. Said, well, you're telling me that I should also give light during the daytime? Why do people need me during the daytime if they have the sun? The sun's already shining. And the Lebana, since that you already punished me, and my light is a small light, as if a guy is putting on the candle in the middle of bright sun, is putting on a candle. What's a candle going to do? It's not going to help anything. So what are you giving me in the Hamawud? Amar la, zil limnu bach Israel yamin veshanim. I'm Israel, they're going to count only according to the moon. Because I offended you, I'm going to give you something to make you happy. I'm Israel, they're going to be counting only according to the moon, not to the sun. Amra le yomana me, ifshar de la manube te kufota. Dikhtiyim ve hayu le otot wal mu'adim wal yamim ve shanim. Then she came also with the ta'ana. She told Rabbanu shel olam, it cannot be that I'm Israel, they're only going to count only according to me, because we know all the four seasons, all depending on the sun, not on the moon. So I'm Israel. והיו לאותות ולמועדים ולימים ושנים, also depending on the sun also. So you're not 100% rewarding me, because they're also going to count according to the sun as well. Am Israel, mainly we're counting according to the moon, but we have to fix our calendar also according to the solar calendar. So it's not only me. Why are you giving me nechama? So I saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, she's not keeping quiet. Amar la, zil lekru tzadike b'shmech. Let the tzaddikim be called after you. Same way I called you Hamaor HaKaton, all the tzaddikim, they're going to be called Ketanim also. Yaakov HaKatan, Shemuel HaKatan, David HaKatan, all the tzaddikim, they're going to be called just like I called you. I called you Hamaor HaKaton, Emshet Elo, Emshet Belayla. All the tzaddikim, they're going to be called after your name. She wasn't satisfied with this. Hazia de la kamiyat bada'ta. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, she's not satisfied. Amara Kadosh Baruch Hu, habiu alay kapara shemi'ati tayareyah. So he told Am Israel, please bring kapara for me that I made the moon, I made it smaller. Bring kapara for me. De amar bishwam bin lakish, man shtana sa'ir shel rosh chodesh ne'emar bo lihashem usayr azim ehad, לדוני לחטאת, על עולת תמיד יעשה בנסקו. זה כביכול, חטאת כביכול for Hashem. Why is it, we never see such a language, חטאת for Hashem. We never see such a language. Only by קורבן מוסף of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because that's what here the Pasuk said. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he told עם ישראל, on Rosh Chodesh, that's when the moon renews every month. On Rosh Chodesh, you have to bring קורבן to be מכפר on me. That I made the Lebanah, I made it smaller. I called it מאור הקטון. That's what it says here. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sa'ir ze yiye kapara al shemi'ati tayareyah. And that's going to be called kapara for me. That's here what the Gemara is saying. Obviously, anyone who reads this Gemara, he said, Rabbanu Shel Olam, what's going on over here? He said, the kibyachol argument between the moon and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on over here? He said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the moon. מי אומר לו מה תעשה, מי אומר לו מה תפעל? כביכול, coming בטענות מפרנטה וקדוש ברוך הוא. לכאורה, it's hard to understand what's going on. How could the moon come כביכול with complaint to קדוש ברוך הוא that he did something wrong, חס ושלום? How could she tell him? She said, you created both of us, the sun and the moon, both of us are equal. It's not fair. אפשר שני מלאכים משתמשים בכתר אחד. So כביכול, she came with complaint to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Could it be the קדוש ברוך הוא, from the beginning, could it be that he did something bad? חס ושלנו. And if הקדוש ברוך הוא, for sure he has his own reasons why he created both of them are equal in the beginning, he has his own reasons. אלוהים יבין דרכה והוא ידעת מקומה. But what's the complaint of the לבנה? What does she want? Obviously the לבנה said something not proper. And the Gemara calls it, Hoil ve'amarti dabar hagun. I said something proper. I said something legit. I said something normal. How could you call this normal? If she's coming, with complaints to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Kibyachol he did something wrong, Chas V'Shalom. Chaura, what's going on over here? The whole Gemara is hard to understand. So I saw that we have this Gemara is brought down also on Masechet Shebuot. Masechet Shebuot Daftet, but right only Bekitzur. Bekitzur Bela'anyan, the Gemara says over there, Masechet Shebuot Daftet Amud Alef. Amar Ish Lakish, Man Shtana Sa'ir Shirash Chodesh Ne'emar Bo Lehashem Halachatat. What is said, Kibiachol Kapara for Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sa'ir Zeyye Kapara Ad Shema'ati Tayareah. That's what it says. Same Gemara we said. It says here also, and Masechet Shebuot Daftet. I saw here something interesting. He brings down the Pirush Etz Yosef on the Ein Yaakov. He says, "Sa'ir zeh yeh kapara alai." Hakavana baze shekodem shekatriga before the moon complained kibachol hayam eir halibana ki ora hama. The sun and the moon, both of them, they were giving the same exact light. Both of them, they were strong. Light and the moon, same thing. Ve'achar shekatriga netma'et ora ve'ne'asit kahin. After she complained, Kadosh Baruch Hu told her, "Lechi u'mati tasmich," like what the Gemara said. "Ve'od she'el malei lo kutrega lebana hayta omedes b'mlo'a kol ha'chodesh k'mo ha'chama." So before the moon complained, Hashem created the sun and the moon, both of them to control day and night, same thing. That means there was nothing special every month. Until the moon complained, there was nothing special, nothing renews every month. Only because the moon, the light of the moon became smaller, that's why it renews every month. ועוד שאין מלא לא כתרגה לבנה, הייתה עומדת מלואה כל החודש כמו החמה. ולפי שכתרגה, נענשה שנתמעת מחצות החודש ואילך. He said, after the moon complained, now we see differences in the middle of the month, you have full moon, then start going down and down and down until Rosh Chodesh, you don't see the moon at all by Rosh Chodesh. So here where he said that מחצות החודש, from the middle of the month, the moon starts so become smaller and smaller. ולפי זה קלקלתה התקנתה, שעל ידי שנתמעתה חודשי לבנה נקרין דהיינו בכל ראש חודש בשעת מולד לבנה. ועל ידי כן קובעין ישראל את המועדות ומקריבים שעיר חטאת בכל ראש חודש לכפר עליהם. שאלמלא כן, להווה ידעין על מתי הוא תחילת החודש או אמצע איתו. So he said, because the moon now complain, before she complained, we would never know when's ראש חודש, when the beginning of the month, because the sun, before, it was supposed to have its own light, just like the sun. Now that the moon complained, now she doesn't have its own light, and it gets it from the moon, it gets it from the sun, I'm sorry. That's why you see the moon, the middle of the month is full moon, then it's kind of going down and down and down, until whenever you don't see it at all, or you hardly see it, now you know that Rosh Chodesh is coming. And based on this, now we could decide when is Rosh Chodesh, we could decide when all the holidays. So you see that because the moon kibyachol complained, that's because of this, we got all of our Rashi Hadashim, we got all of our Mu'adim, only because of the moon complained. So you see, because she complained, now she got rewarded now. Chaura, what's going on here? He continues here. He says, all this, all the story that the Gemara brings down, Masechet Holin, to teach us Derech Eretz, על דרך שנאמר, נעשה אדם בצלמנו כדמותנו, שאף על פי שלא הוסרח לסיוע, ויש פתחון פה למינים, מכל מקום, לא נמנע מלכותו, כדי שילמדו דרך ארץ, שיטול הגדול רשות מהקטן, כדית בראשית רבה פרשחת. He said, the same way we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam, created Adam and Hava on earth, and the Pasuk said, "Vayomer Elokim na'aseh Adam." Let us create man on earth. Who's us? Who's only Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who's us? So Rashi already brings down the midrashim that Kadosh Baruch Hu kibachol. He asked the Malachim, "Should we create Adam? Shouldn't create Adam?" Malachim said, "You create him. Don't create him." Long different midrashim, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu kibachol. He's taking advice from the Malachim, even though by saying this. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this? To teach us that even though you think that you know everything, it's okay to take advice from someone who's lower than you. It's okay. Maybe he's going to have the smart idea that he never thought about. Maybe he have something that it's going to it's going to open up your mind more. So even though that you are hacham, you are a wise guy, you are everything, still it's okay to ask someone who's smaller than you. Why? Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Does Kadosh Baruch Hu need the opinion of the Malachim if he should create Adam, a human on earth or not? Obviously, he does not need them. But only to teach us Derech Eretz that the Gadol should be Nimlach Bakatan. But the problem is, because of teaching us this Derech Eretz, now you made Petchon Peh for the Minim. Now those who are kufrim in the Torah, what are they going to say? It says clearly, Na'asi Adam, let us create a human being. That means there's two gods, Chas v'Shalom. Even though this, that Hashem wants to teach us the Acheres, is going to lead to major problem that people are going to think, Chas v'Shalom, there are two gods, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu said, let them think whatever they want to think. If someone wants does not want to believe, whatever you're going to tell them is not going to believe. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us the Acheres. Like the Pasuk says after clearly, Ve'yibra Elohim et ha'adam b'salmo, b'salam Elohim bara oto, zachon kibah bara otam. Says singular form, bara, not baru, they created, he created. In the beginning it said, Na'ase Adam, let us create a human on earth. That's to take advice from the Malachim. But after that says clearly, Kadosh Baruch Hu alone, himself, he created Adam. But even though the minim, the kofrim, they're going to say, it says, Na'asi Adam. Has Shalom to God. Nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to use that language to teach us the Recheres. So that's what it says in the Midrashim. That's here, it continues here, the Pirush Es Yosef. It said, Hachaname, Af al pi, Shekahogen Asa, Ve'in Shemet Sa'avil B'Hiko, Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he did, he made the moon smaller. Obviously, there is nothing wrong with the Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Nevertheless, Mukol Makom ba bedbrei fiyus lelebana. Even though when the moon kibyachol complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could we both of us, the sun and the moon, have the same light? Shnei melachim mishtamshim b'keter echad. How could that be? Hashem punished the moon. So go make yourself smaller. Now you don't have your own light. Now you get your light from the sun, and your light is going to be very minimum. Hardly. What's the light of the moon compared to the light of the sun? Nothing to compare. So here, Kadosh Baruch Hu punished the moon. Obviously, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu did, he has his reasons why he did this. So the moon has, she doesn't have the right to ask to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because I said something proper, you're making me smaller. Who are you to ask something? Obviously, whatever, if Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to make the moon smaller, obviously he has his reasons. But nevertheless, we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to be mefayes to Lebanon, trying to, you know, to talk to the Lebanon, to tell her, I don't know, we'll call the Sadiqim, they're going to be called after your name, until Kadosh Baruch Hu said, she's not satisfied with this. I'm going to bring Korban, I'm going to command Ben Israel to bring Korban to be mechaper on me. To teach us also similarly, Derech Eretz, ללמד Derech Eretz, שהאדם ישמור תמיד משמשך שום חובה על ידו, וישתדל לפייס בעל דינו שימחול לו, אף על פי שיראה לו שהוא צדיק בריבו. Even if you have a fight between you and someone else, even if you think that you are right, still try to, you know, to make shalom between you and him. Even though you think that you 100% you're right, still try to make shalom. Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he made the moon smaller, obviously he was right. But still we see, he was trying to convince, he was trying to, you know, to give a few advice, a few things to the moon, until he said, bring kapara on me. He said, teach us Derech Eretz. Uvadayish bazeh ha-ma'amar sod gadol le-mevinim. He said, really, there's more deeper things for this Gemara, but he said, it's enough this for us, as Yosef, it's enough this for us to teach us Derech Eretz. That even if you think that you're right and someone else did something wrong to you, even if you know 100% you're right, still forgive him, try to make shalom with him. You start to make shalom with him. Don't wait until he comes to you, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu did. It's only to teach us the Derech Eretz that even if you think that you're right, still you should go to the other guy, try to make peace with him as well. That's the Musar behind this story. But obviously, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made the moon smaller, obviously he has his own reasons, and the moon has no right to ask, because I said something right, you want to make him smaller? And she has no right, but still, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us the reference. I saw also in the Maharsha and Masechet Halin also, and Daf Samech, on that Gemara, he also is Doresh similarly, and the name of Musar, he said, Ha'anyan Haramuz, כמו שכתבו המפרשים לכנסת ישראל שימעטו את עצמן בעולם הזה. So he says, it's also since that עם ישראל were compared to the moon. עם ישראל were compared to the moon. So he said, same way הקדוש ברוך הוא told the moon, לכי ומעטי את עצמך, go make yourself smaller. That's מוסר for us, הקדוש ברוך הוא studying the moon, which is referring to עם ישראל, go make yourself smaller, make yourself humble, hold מדת הענבה. Should stay ענבה. כי דאמרינם פרק כיסוי הדם, כי אתם המעט מכל העמים. הכתב הגמרא לתרן, הגמרא עושה נחולין, דף פתת, הגמרא עושה זה ודר, את הקדוש ברוך הוא, היתות בני ישראל, זה את חושקני בכם. בואו נעשה זהיר, דף פתת עמוד א', עושה מסכת חולין, לא מרו בכם מכל העמים, חשק השם בכם ויבחר בכם, כי אתם המעט מכל העמים. So the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he didn't choose us, he didn't pick us because we are the majority of the nation. He said, no, we are Hamad from Kol Amim, but only the minority. How many Jewish people you have on earth? We are the minority. We are the percentage, who are we? So why Kaddish Baruch Hu chose Dafka us? Why he chose us only? The Gemara said, לא מרו בכם מכל העמים החשק, כי אתם המעט. אלא, so why he chose us? אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, חושקני בכם. I chose you, I love you, you are my nation, why? שאפילו בשעה שאני משפיע עליכם גדולה, אתם ממעטים את עצמכם. Even after I give you גדולה, I make you חשוב people, you still you have מדת הענווה. So take a look. נתתי גדולה לאברהם, I gave Abraham, I made him, אברהם היו יהיה לגוי גדול ועשום. Abraham was, everyone knows about Abraham Avinu. Nevertheless, Abraham said, אמר לפני ואנוכי עפר ואפר. Who am I? I'm just like the dust of the earth. I'm nothing. I gave גדולה to Moshe and Aharon. They said, ואנחנו מה? Who are we? We're nothing. מדת הענווה. Even though Moshe רבנו, אדון כל נביאים. Who doesn't know about Moshe רבנו? ולא קם נביא עוד בישראל כמושה. We just read it 2 days ago. So nevertheless, they said, ואנחנו מה? We're nothing. So they're humble. ויש משה ענב מאוד. נתתי גדולה לדוד, אמר ואנוכי תולעת ולא איש. I'm nothing also. Same thing. אבל עקום ומות העולם אינם כן. נתתי גדולה לנמרוד, I give גדולה to נמרוד, אמר, הבא נבנה לנו עיר ומגדל בראשו בשמיים. He wanted to build מגדל, to fight כביכול with הקדוש ברוך הוא. I give גדולה לתופרעו, and אמר, מי השם שישמע בקולו? Who's the name? I'm not listening to him. I give גדולה לסנחריב, אמר, מי בכל אלוהי הארצות? Let him come to fight with me. I give גדולה לנבוכדנצר, אמר, עלה על במות עה בדמל העליון. He wants to go up the Alion. He wants to, who knows, he wants to be also like God. He made himself a God. So I give him Gedullah and Mitgavi. They have Gava. What are you comparing between Mota Olam and Am Israel? I give Gedullah to Hiram, Melech Tzur. Amar Moshe Belukim Yashabti, Beleb Yamim. He built his castle in the middle of the ocean. And he put, the Midrashim says that he has a string that he used to, whenever he wants, he pulled the string. And he has all kind of machinery on top, and the rain starts to come down. So you say the same way Kadosh Baruch Hu lives in the middle of the ocean, I also live in the middle of the ocean. Same way Kadosh Baruch Hu, whenever he decides to bring rain, I also pull the string and the rain comes down. So that's what the Midrashim said. So take a look here. I give Gedulah to Umot HaOlam, what they're doing with the Gedulah I gave them. I give Gedulah to Am Israel, what they're doing. The more Gedulah I give them, they minimize themselves. They are to face Medat HaAnava. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Am Israel. Lo meru bechem, ki atem ma'at min kol amim. So why Hashem chose us? Because we have Medat HaAnava. That's here what Maharsha is telling us here. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, lechi u'ma'ati et atzmech, referring to Am Israel b'derech Hadrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Am Israel, go hold tight Medat HaAnava, be humble. בעניין לכי ומשולי ביום ובלילה, when הקדוש ברוך הוא, he told the moon, you should control in the daytime and the nighttime, one of the POCs that Hashem gave to the moon, הוא שעל ידי שאתם ממעטים את עצמכם בעולם הזה, שהוא לכם כמו לילה, תזכו למשול גם בעולם הבא, שהוא לכם כמו יום. He said that you're going to control the daytime and the nighttime. So he said, for Am Israel, העולם הזה is like nighttime. עולם הבא is the daytime. Why? Because עולם הזה, only person only passes through עולם הזה. ימי שנותן בהם 70 שנה, 80 שנה, 120 years. After 120 years, everyone's gonna go. So that really, עולם הזה is like night time. עולם הבא is the daytime. So the, Here, whenever you're keeping the mitzvot, you're learning the Torah, you're controlling the daytime and the nighttime. Of course, the Mefarshim, they explain, it's brought down also in the Midrashim that Esav and Yaakov, they split Yaakov, he took Olam Abba, and Esav took Olam Azeh. So he asked the Ben Ishchai, he said, how could that be? That if Esav, he took Olam Azeh, how are we allowed to get any benefit, any hanaot from Olam Azeh? It's not ours. It belongs to Esav. And I said, since that we're learning the Torah, and the Pasuk said, "Im lo beriti yomam v'layla, hakot shemayim v'arz lo samti." So only because of us that we're learning Torah, that's what the world's standing on. Al shloshad varim ha'olam omed, al Torah v'al avodah v'al gimlut hasadim. Who's doing this? Am Israel. So only because of our limud Torah, the world's standing. So the Torah allowed us to benefit also from olam hazeh, but the main benefit that we have is olam haba. So lechim u'mishli b'yom b'layla. You're going to control the daytime and the nighttime, but the main thing is going to be the daytime after for Olam Haba. And so on and so forth. The Maharsha continues here. All the Anani of Musar, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole story of this Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu must teach us Musar. We should learn to be Anavim, we should be humble, and we should have Derech Eretz to ask advice of someone, even if it's lower than us, ask him for advices. That's the idea behind all this Gemara. But I saw also something interesting that the Hatam Sofer brings down in Torah Moshe. We have Torah Moshe 5 volumes on the Torah, and we have also Torah Moshe 2 volumes on the Torah. Both of them, they have two different pirushim. Both of them are called Torah Moshe. Now we're reading from the Torah Moshe of the 2 volumes. He brings down here at the beginning. דף בית עמוד בעמוד א', said, את שניהם מאורות הגדולים, אמרו חכמינו ז"ל, שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לפייס הלבנה, what the קדוש ברוך הוא said, to give פיוסים to the לבנה, עתידים צדיקים שיקראו בשמך, יעקב נקרא קטן, דוד נקרא קטן, that's what we read in the Gemara. נראה לי לפרש, לפי מה שראיתי, ואוסיף נופך, said, החתם ספר, said, I saw a few פירושים, I'm going to combine all the פירושים, I'm going to add a little bit from my own, החתם ספר saying, and now he's going to give us this pirush. De betehla lo nibra'u shnei melachim b'keter echad. Comes, listen now. He said it was never all what we thought until now, what I told you, that the sun and the moon, in the beginning, they were created, both of them, equal, the sun and the moon, both of them, they have the same exact light, until the moon came would complain and shame told her, lechiu ma'atit asmech, now you're not going to have light like the sun. Said all this, he said that's not what he saw. Said he saw different pirushim ha'hatam sofer. Said matehala lo nibra'u shnei melachim b'keter echad. They were never the same. The sun and the moon, they were never the same. Even before the moon started would complain, they were never the same. Pasuk called them shnei me'orot ha'gidolim. How could that be? Ach ha'chama ha'ita shib'atayim kmo le'atid labo. So the sun, it was giving light much more than what it gives now. That's also what the Pasuk Nishayaz says. It said, "La'atid labo, v'haya or lebana ki or hama, v'or hama yeshibatayim." It said that la'atid labo, the sun, the moon's going to have light just like the sun, and the sun's going to have, it's going to give light even more and more. So he said, that's what the Pasuk saying is going to be, la'atid labo. Aradak, for some reason, he picked different pirush, but Hatam Sofer, he says, that's a kipshuto. That's what's going to be la'atid labo, and that's what was before the moon complained. It means the sun and the moon, they were never equal. Even before she complained, they were never equal. Acha hama haya shib'atayim, kmosh la'atid labo, ve'alabanai haya ki ora hama shel akshav, ve'ayta ketana be'erech hama. Said the moon before she complained, she used to have the light just like the sun in our days. And the sun back then, it was much more. Just like what's going to be la'atid labo. That's what he said. But they were never the same. Uldata would subyonan ibraya, kmo kol ha'beriyot. Uchshem she'en betzei kinnim mitra'im ad shelo ne'asa pil, ki lesubyonon ibra'u, kach lo tra'ama lebana ad shenibra'a ki ora hama shel akshav. Said, and the moon never complained. The moon never complained. Why? Because it used to have light just like the sun. It used to have light just like the sun nowadays. And the sun, it was much more, like I said. And the moon, she has nothing to complain about. Why? Because she used to have its own light, just like the sun. אך כשראה השם יתברך שאין העולם כדאי לשמש באור הזה, אז גנז אור החמה עד לעתיד לבוא לעולם התיקון במהרה בימינו. אז נתמעתה החמה והייתה כלבנה הראשונה, ונעשו שני מלאכים בכתר אחד. וסד, הקדוש ברוך הוא that he saw that the aur, the light that Hashem created בששת ימי בראשית, the first day Hashem created the light. He saw that that light, the Midrashim said, the person used to see himself alam wa'ad sofa with this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw that the Rishayim, they're misusing that light, so he hid it for the Tzadikim la'atid labo. So what does that mean? So it's in different language, he says here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw that the light of the sun, which is too much bright, the Rishayim, they're using it the wrong way. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he minimized the sun, not the Lebanon. Hashem minimized the sun and he made it just like the moon used to be before. Again, you're keeping up. So the moon before, in the beginning, the first day, the moon, it was created, it has light, just like the sun nowadays. And the sun back then, it used to have much more bigger light. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Rishayim, they're misusing that light of the sun, so he minimized the sun, he make it just like the moon. ואז נטמעתה החמה והייתה כלבנה הראשונה. And the sun was minimized and it became just like the moon back then. ונעשו שני מלאכים בכתר אחד. So he said, who was supposed to complain if that's the case? The sun was supposed to complain because Hashem minimized the sun to make it like the moon. והיה לה להחמה להתרעים, כי אם פני רוע מעללי מסעדי אנשים שאינם ראויים לאורה, תטמעת אורה. He said, the sun was supposed to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with complaints because of the Rishayim. You're minimizing me. What I have to do with the Rishayim? What about from that? They're doing something bad. Take care of them. Why are you minimizing them? I'm getting punished because of the Rishayim. The sun was supposed to complain. ועוד, שיהיו שני מלאכים, היא והלבנה בכתר אחד. The sun was supposed to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, after Hashem minimized the sun, now that the sun became just like the moon, the sun was supposed to complain that, first of all, it's not my fault. They're doing Abirot and you're punishing me. That's number one. Number two, now I'm going to be me and the moon going to be the same thing. Same complaint that we read about the moon complaint. So he said here, the sun was supposed to complain. Mukol makom, lo n'tra'ama. V'samha be'yisurim l'chbod Hashem yitbarach. The sun said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Hashem wants, for sure he has his own reason, I have nothing to complain about. The sun never complained. והיינו דאמרו חכמינו ז"ל, השמחים בייסורים עליהם הכתוב אומר, ואוהביו כסת השמש בגבורתו. Those who are happy with the ייסורים, they're compared to the sun. Same way the sun, Hashem minimized the sun and never complained. It's also, if someone's accepting ייסורים without complaint, it's just like the sun. ואוהביו כסת השמש. ואומנם הלבנה שכתרגה נענשה למעט את עצמה. But after the moon now complained, the moon until now, she saw that the sun was bigger than her. Now there's nothing to complain about. Now that the sun became smaller, the sun was supposed to complain, but the sun didn't open her mouth. The moon now complained, how could that be? Hashem said, you're opening your mouth, you go down. The moon now is going to go down. לפי שכתרגע נענשה למעט את עצמה. אך על ידי זה יקראו צדיקים בשמה. Now after that she minimized, Hashem minimized the moon, and he saw the moon, she got offended. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, I'm going to call the tzaddikim, they're going to be called Amaora Katon. All the tzaddikim, they're going to be called Katanim, just like you. So he said, אך על ידי זה יקראו צדיקים משמע, כאילו היו העולם ראויים, ראויים לשמש באור הראשון כמו שיהיה לעתיד לבוא, אז לא יקראו צדיקים בשם קטן דרך ענווה. He said, if the people, if the רשעים would never misused that light, he said, the צדיקים also would never be called קטנים. Why? כי לא ימצא קטן וגדול, כי כולם יודעים את השם מקטנה ועד גדולם. He said, there is no difference between קטן וגדול. What do you mean? If all the people are צדיקים, so now, what are you going to say? You're going to call this guy Katan. They're all Katanim. And if you're going to call him Katan, you think It's gonna talk to them. It's not gonna affect them. Why? Because anava, they have that anava. They're all the same. You call him gadol, they call him katan. In his eyes, it's all the same. Remember, we explained once. We said that the Gemara says that anyone who runs after the kabod runs away from him. And anyone who runs away from the kabod runs after him. That's what the Gemara said. It's true, but the Mefarshim, they explain more. I saw one of the Mefarshim, he explains, he says, Chaora, if the person is running after kabod, so I know that he's not a good guy, so the kabod is running away from him, no problem. But on the other side, if the person's running away from the kabod, that means this guy, he does not want to have kabod, he wants to be anav. What the Gemara said, the kabod is going to run after him. I said, why are you punishing him? He does not want kabod. He's running away from the kabod. Why are you punishing him that the kabod is going to run after him? He does not want the kabod. Why the Gemara said the kabod is going to run after him? Why? Elam Farshim explained, said, why are you running away from the kabod? That means you think that the kabod is something hashub. Kabod, I don't want that kabod. I'm running away from it. So I said, if in your eyes the kabod is something hashub, then you're still not 100% anav. Why? Because you're giving the kabod a value. But he said, that kabod, I don't want it. He said, that means you're not 100% anav. If you are really anav, doesn't make a difference. Kabod, no kabod for you, same thing. You call me gaon, you call me hacham, you call me this, all the same thing. You're going to call me ama ares, you're going to call me, what are you going to call me? All the same. If the person is anav, it's anav, khalas. So here also what he says, said, אך אילו היו העולם ראויים להשתמש באור הראשון כמו שיהיה לעתיד לבוא, אז לא יקראו הצדיקים בשם קטן דרך ענבה, כי לא ימצא קטן וגדול, כי כולם יודעים את השם הקטנה ועד גדולם, והלבנה היא קטנה באמת, ולא לתפארת יהיה לה. אך עתה שאין העולם כדאי, ויש גדולים קטנים וצדיקים הגדולים, לענבה יתרה מכנים את עצמם קטן, הרי זה כבוד ותפארת ללבנה, ואין להעריך. בסדר. That's here the idea that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he called the tzaddikim, they're called ketanim, just like the moon. That's only because the resha'im, they misused the light. But if there was no resha'im, then the tzaddikim, they wouldn't be called ketanim, because everyone's katan in his eyes. So it doesn't make a difference, you can call him katan or gadol. Comes out here from the Breah Hatam Sofer, that's what the Pasuk is saying, Yehi me'orot berkiya ha'shamayim. We said, says the word me'orot, missing a vav. Why is it missing a vav? Because we know the letter vav is ot emet, the Zohar calls it. Zohar brings up Parashat Vayechi. He brings it over there. He said, "Untatem li ot emet," what Rahab, she told the Meraglim. Told them, "Untatem li ot emet." What is this ot? He said, "Da ot vav." The letter vav is called ot emet. That's what the Zohar calls it. And I saw also the Mefarshim to explain, said that's why if you pay attention, for example, you have Le David Beshenato, Tamon Fnei Abimelech, Perek and Tehillim, Abarechat Hashem Becholayit, Temelet, Badmanet, Nishim, Ismail, Gedelul Hashem, Ti, said you have all Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, then it comes to letter Vav, there's no letter Vav in that Perek. If you go through the Perek, you got Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, Hey, then jump to Zayin, there's no Vav. Why there is no vav? Because in Farshim they said, because since that letter vav is representing the truth, here the pasuk, the perek at the beginning said that David b'shenato ta'o, he made himself look like crazy when he came. B'shenato ta'o l'fnei Abimelech v'igarashehu v'ilach. He told him Abimelech, he told him hasar meshugaim ani kishemamt. So that's what it says about the David Hamelech, that b'shenato ta'o kibirchol, he wasn't showing the truth. So he wasn't showing the truth, there's no letter of him. That's one. Also, they said in the Perek Asherosh Bebetecha, he said, if pay attention, Asherosh Bebetecha, how does the Perek start? It starts, Bechoni Oba Rechika, Va Halila Shem Chalam Avad, Yavav. Gadol Hashem Ulal Meod, Vele Gdol Atan Haka. Yavav. Every Pasuk, Yavav. When it comes, Vav in the middle, like every Pasuk made out of the two phrases. In the beginning of the second phrase, you have the letter Vav. When it comes to the letter Kof, the Pasuk, Karo ba'adonai lechol koreav, lechol asher ikra'uhu be'emet. There is no Vav. why there is no vav. All of them, they have letter vav in the middle. This one has no vav. I saw Mefarshim bring it down. Since that the Zohar said letter vav is representing the emet, Pasuk said beferush over there. Said karov Hashem lechol kriya, lechol asher yikra'u hu be'emet. So it's the word be'emet beferush. So you don't need the letter vav. So that's what I saw Mefarshim to explain. But the idea that the letter vav that the Zohar calls it, that's called the old emet. And we know the Torah is called Torah Emet. So since that the Resha'im, they misused the light of Ora Ganuz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Resha'im, they're going to misuse that light. So he took that light and he hid it. And that light, as I said, you know, Resha'im, they're not keeping the Torah. And the Torah compared to the letter Vav, that's why the word, it's written Me'orot, missing a Vav. Because of the Resha'im, that they're not learning the Torah, which is emet, and the letter vav representing the emet, like the Zohar said. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wrote the word emet, me'orot without vav. And now we could understand also what the Gemara said, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told Ben Israel, he told us to bring Korban on Rosh Chodesh to be mechaper kibyachol for him. So I said, Al-Khawra, it's also hard to understand. If Hashem kibyachol, if he wants kapara, let him bring kapara. Why he's telling us to bring kapara for him? El Hashem wants to hint to us also. The only reason why I made the moon, I made it smaller. Why? Because the moon started to complain after I minimized the sun to make it equal to the moon. But why did I make the sun smaller? Because of the Resha'im. Because of people here on earth. So if that's the case, you have to bring Korban. Only because of the Ma'asim, because of the Hatayim of Bnei Adam, that's what caused all the problem. I minimized the sun to make it equal to the moon. Then the moon complained. And that's why I had to minimize the moon also. And the moon started with the complaint. Then I told them to bring Kapara on me. But it was only started because of your Avonot here on earth. That's why Hashem, he told us, we have to bring Korban to be mechaper on him, kibyachol, because we caused him, kibyachol, to all these things. Why? Because if there was no Resha'im on earth, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would never hide the Ora Ganuz, and the sun would stay much stronger than it is today, and the moon would have the light just like the sun, and there would never be a problem. But only because of the Resha'im, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to hide the Ora Ganuz, and this caused to minimize the moon, to minimize the sun, and then the moon complained, Hashem minimized the moon, then bring kapara. It's only because of our sins. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said he told us to bring kapara to be a chol for him. With this also, I saw something interesting. He brings down in Maran Ahidah, he brings down here on this Gemara in Masechet Shbu'ot. He says here, Amar Ish Lakish in פתח עיניים אמר יש לקיש מן שתנה סעיר שראש חודש נאמר בו להשם אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא סעיר זה יהיה כפרה עליי על שמעתי את הירח אומר על פי זה שמעתי שפירש הרב רבי שלמה פרימו מה שאנחנו אומרים במוסף של ראש חודש כמו שכתבת בתורתך על ידי משה עבדך מפי כיבודך כאמור whenever we're mentioning we're praying מוסף of ראש חודש what do you say? We should build Beit HaMikdash. We should go up to Beit HaMikdash. And over there, we're going to bring Korban Musaf. Et Musaf Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Yeah? What does the Pasuk say? V'nakrib lefanecha be'abak v'nzvat resunach kimo shekatabta alayna b'toratach al yedei Moshe Abdach just like you command us in the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu m'pi kibodach ka'amur. What is this m'pi kibodach ka'amur? We never see such a language in Piki Budach all over the holidays. You see it now, we just prayed on Chag Sukkot, Shmini Aseret. There is no Piki Budach. Aladeh Moshe Abdecha. By the holidays, there is not even Kaamur. Why? Because we're not mentioning Psukim after. We said many people, they make the same mistake by the holiday, by the Chag Sukkot. Also, over there, we say that you should build Beit HaMikdash, we should go up there, we're going to bring Korban Musaf. Just like you commanded us in the Torah, Aliyadei Moshe Abdach. That's it, Aliyadei Moshe Abdach. And we stop. There is no Kaamur. Why? Because if you say Kaamur, you have to mention the Psukim. But by the holidays, we don't mention any Psukim after. That's why there is no Kaamur. But by Shabbat, for example, you have Kaamur. Why? Because we will bring, we say after, כמו שכתבת עלינו בתורתך, על ידי משה עבדך כאמור, ביום השבת שני חיבסים בני שנת הימים. But anywhere it says, על ידי משה עבדך, whatever. But it doesn't say, מפי כבודך. It never says, מפי כבודך, except by מוסף of ראש חודש. Why? It says here, מרן החידה, דלשון מפי כבודך, לתה בשום מוסף. ומה שינה בראש חודש, דתקון אחי. אמנם, so it says here, יען, סעיר זה כפרה עד שמעט את הירח ואלמלא מקרא כתוב אי אפשר לאומרו. So he said, why do we bring that סעיר on ראש חודש, that קורבן, כביכול, to be מכפר on הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול. So he said, if it wasn't written, if we didn't have such a gemara, who would have the audacity to say, we bring a קורבן to be מכפר on השם חסוי שלנו. חאורה, you won't have the power to say this. אלא, said, אלמלא מקרא כתוב, אי אפשר לאומרו. לזה אמר פי כבודך. It's only, you gave us the permission, ריבונו של העולם, you wrote this in the Gemara, so you gave us the permission to bring such a קורבן. But otherwise, we would never say such a sentence, we're bringing that קורבן to be מכפר on you. But since that, you told us, הביאו עליי קורבן, על כפרת, because I מעטתי את הירח, only in פיקי בודח, with your permission, that's why it says, פיקי בודח, only by מוסף. All the other, מוסף ראש חודש, all the other מוספים, there's no problem over there. בין קורבן, like says in the Torah. But here, כביכול, since that קורבן, בין מכפר on השם כביכול, so if you didn't say such a thing in the Gemara, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, הביאו עליי קורבן, you said to bring קורבן on you. If you didn't say this, would never be עזף ענים to say like this. Only פי כבודך. והרב מורנו, שהראינו, רבי ישחק זאבי ז"ל, continues to say, לנו חידה, מפרש בזה, מה דאמרין על קודם לזה, מזבח חדש בציון תכין, ועולת ראש חודש נעלה עליו, ושעיר עזים נעשה ברצון. Now we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should rebuild Beit HaMikdash, and then we're going to go to Beit HaMikdash, we're going to bring Korban Musaf, Na'aseh B'Ratzon, we're going to bring it with the Ratzon. What does it mean with the Ratzon? Del'atid labu ketiv, v'haya ora lebana ki ora hama, v'az yeh sa'ir l'Ratzon, v'lora l'chapara. That's what it says here, that since that la'atid labu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to bring back the light that he took away from the sun, and obviously the moon also, is going to go back to the way it was. V'haya or lebana ki or hama. So if that's the case, the atid labo, when Hashem is going to build Beit HaMikdash for us, the third Beit HaMikdash, now we're going to bring Korban Musaf for Chodesh, not kapara kebechol for Hashem. Because now, after the atid labo, the or lebana, yeh ki or hama. Everything is going to go back to its nature. Same way it was before Hashem took away the or ganuz. So la'atid labo, the moon is going to have the same light of the sun that we have today in our times, and the sun is going to be much more, just like it was in the first day of creation. So I said, if that's the case, then la'atid labo, we're going to bring korban musaf how? Not to be mechaper, going to be only the rason. That's what he says here, and he continues here also. But this is the idea that we have here for us. Based on this, so we said that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hid the Or HaGanuz, the sun was much stronger, and the moon had the light just like the sun in our times. That means, what was the night time back then, until the fourth day of creation, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he minimized the moon, after the complaint, Ganaz or Ganuz. Until then, what was happening during the night time? The moon was during the night time. So, and we said the moon back then used to have the same light of the sun that we have today. That means the night time, the first 3 days of creation, it was just like the daytime in our days. So now, if that's the case, now we can understand also what does it mean here? لِهَبْدِيلْ بَنْ هَيَوْمْ وَبَنْ هَلَيْلَى. Rashi was bothered, said, already said, وَيَبْدِلْ أَلُوِينَ بِنَ أَوْرُ بِنَ حَوْشَخِ. Already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separated between the darkness and the light. What does it mean again, لَيَبْدِلْ بِنَ يَوْمُ بِنَ لَيْلَى? Chaura is the same thing. I said, no. The first 3 days, until the fourth day, لَيَبْدِلْ بِنَ يَوْمُ بِنَ لَيْلَى, there was أور and حَوْشَخ. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu call حَوْشَخ for what? What did he call حَوْشَخ? حَوْشَخ, it was for the night time, that the night time the moon was controlling, but the moon back then, the first 3 days, used to have the same light of the sun nowadays. That means the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he called the nighttime, he called it Hoshech. Why he called it Hoshech? Because compared to the sun that it was before, it's, compared to the sun, it was Hoshech. But really, it wasn't Hoshech. It wasn't Laila. You cannot call it Laila. Why? Because Laila, it means dark. But the darkness back then was Velaila Kayom Yair, Kahashecha Kaora. The night time, the first 3 days, it used to have light just like the sun today in the daytime, in our times. So that's it. If that's the case, the Pasuk calls it only Ve'abdina Bin Aor Bin Ahoshech. Really, both of them, they had light. During the night time, they used to have light just like the sun in our days. During the daytime, it was much more stronger. That's the first 3 days. After Kadosh Baruch Hu was gonez that light because of the Reshaim, now the Pasuk said, Le'abdil ben hayom ben halayla. Now really, the night time, now it became dark now. The night time became dark now. The Pasuk calls it Laila. Le'abdil ben hayom ben halayla. Now it's called Laila. Why? Because the moon, now it got smaller. And the moon got smaller, now what do you see now during the night time? You could hardly see light. If you go outside, you could hardly see light. Why? That's because of the Vehime Orot, it's missing above. So with this, we can understand also the Midrash that we said, Ve'ikra Elohim La'or Yom Ve'la'oshech Kara Laila. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu call the Haoshech? He called it Laila because he said the Haoshech back then, said it used to have light just like the sun nowadays. So that Haoshech, it wasn't called Laila. Why Hashem Ve'ikra Elohim La'oshech, he called it Laila, which is really dark? That's only Elohim Asim Shel Rishayim. That's what the Midrash said. Only because of the Ma'asi of the Rishayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he minimized the sun, and then the sun became equal to the moon. Then the moon opened up the mouth and said, "Cannot be Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Keter Echad." She minimized the moon again. It's only because of the Avonot of the Rishayim. That's what the Pasuk said. V'la'hoshech kara Laila. If it wasn't because of the Rishayim, the Haoshech would never be called Laila. Why? Because the Haoshech back then was shining just like the sun today in our times. So that's why V'la'hoshech kara Laila. Why Hashem called the Haoshech, he called it Laila, only because of the Ma'asef the Rishayim, that he had to minimize the sun, and eventually we have to minimize the moon. That's why the moon became now dark during the night time, and doesn't have its own light, it's getting the light from the sun. That's all the ideas. But here what Hakim, they tell us, that this is the Anyan, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us the Torah, and if with the Torah, you could get everything. The Hakim, they explained that the Torah, with the light of the Torah, you could get back all that organus. It's only depending on the light of the Torah. That's why everyone, you know, now that we're starting the new year, everyone should try, you know, to get more light from the Torah. Kiner mezvah v'Torah or. The Torah is called the Or. This is the Or of Ganuz, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He had everything you could see it from the Torah. When a person learns more Torah, he puts more effort in the Torah, you see how he sees something that other people do not see. That's why people, if they have any question, they go to Talmid Hakam, they ask him for advice. Why are you asking for advice? What does he know in business advices? He's learning Gemara all day long. Why are you asking about advices? He said, no, since that is dealing with the Or HaGanuz, the Torah is like just like the Or HaGanuz. So since that is dealing with this, so he sees things that others do not see. This, everything is in the Torah. Fokhba, dekoleba. By the Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, should help all of us, by the Hashem, shenzke, ללמוד, ללמד, לשמוע ולעשות, נזכה לבניין משיח עסקנו, במהרה בימינו, אמן ואמן. הרבה חנן הקשה אומר, עשה חדש ברוך הוא זוגות סלם, תיכך, רבה להינתנו, זאת שנאמר, אדוני חפץ, נמאס,